Right, quarter past eight. Let's get more, shall we, on the Kevin Peterson situation, because the ECB released a statement saying they dropped Peterson because they couldn't be sure that he would fully support captain Alistair Cook. They've revealed their reasons then for ending the England star's career. This is, with England, I should say, this is what the statement reads. The England team needs to rebuild after the whitewash in Australia. To do that, we must invest in our captain Alistair Cook, and we must support him in creating a culture in which we can be confident he will have the full support of all players, with everyone pulling in the same direction and be able to trust each other. Right, let's get more on this, shall we, by speaking to Miles Rucroft, who's from the cricketblog.com. Morning to you, Miles.
Morning, Jamie.
Yeah, your thoughts on this?
Well, it's been quite a bizarre sort of circumstances really surrounding the ECB here. I mean, I think whatever your opinion of Kevin Peterson and whether or not the ECB was right to end his England career or not, this has been catastrophically mismanaged by the ECB. I mean, I want to see the best players playing for England, so I firmly believe that KP does have an international future. But, I mean, that's almost by the by now. This has become about a lot more than just Kevin Peterson's England career. This really reflects quite badly on the ECB and raises serious questions about Paul Downton and about Alistair Cook. I mean, if Alistair Cook's incapable of having someone stand up and question his captaincy, especially in the midst of what was an absolutely disastrous tour, then is he the right man to lead a brave new era for English cricket? I mean, I think there's a couple of poignant moments in the Ashes, notably when Australia were chasing down 200-odd to win the fourth test in Melbourne. I mean, Cook's captaincy, his tactics and field placings were all over the place, and not one of the players came up to him to put an arm around him and say, look, you know, we can help you through this and offer advice and offer opinions. And also, I haven't heard any of his teammates coming out with ringing endorsements of his captaincy. Only Ravi Bapara did so during the ODI series, and he's not a man with a future in the Test arena. And also, the other implication from the ECB's point of view is that there's no team director in place in the Test arena at the moment. So the new man who's going to be appointed, if he's going to be appointed externally, if they're going to go after someone like Kirsten, he's going to be coming in and told, right, this is your captain, and by the way, you're not free to pick the players that you want to pick. I mean, it doesn't seem like the sort of dream ticket. Mm. And if it's going to be Ashley Giles, I mean, I can't see that Ashley Giles and Stuart Broad have sat there and said, you know, we want to go into the World T20 without Kevin Peterson. That doesn't seem to make any sense. So I can't see that all the stars are aligned here for the ECB. The simple matter of fact as well is if they were able to come out and say exactly why they've done it, if there was some rap sheet against Kevin Peterson about his behaviour, and even if it is a slow drip drop of